Now, you might not realize it, but if a lawyer steals your money, whether it's your inheritance or funds from a legal settlement, there is help available. The Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund exists to protect you, and they've already paid out billions in claims and are working to hold dishonest attorneys accountable. Joining us now is Simthandile Myemane, who is the Support Practitioner Manager at the LPFF, which stands for the Legal Practitioners Fertility Fund. And she'll explain how the fund works and what your rights are and what to do if you've been wronged. Simthandile, thank you so much for joining us. For someone who's never heard of the Legal Practitioners Fertility Fund, what exactly do you do?
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners. What we do as the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund is to reimburse clients of legal practitioners who are in the process of receiving legal services from the legal practitioner and trust money or property with the legal practitioner, but it goes missing at the hands of the legal practitioner. Such clients can then come to us and claim those monies from us that have been misappropriated or stolen at the hands of the legal practitioners, whether stolen by the legal practitioner themselves or if stolen by the employees of the legal practitioners.
If someone is about to work with a lawyer, what's the simplest way to check if the lawyer is legitimate?
The simplest way to check is to contact the Legal Practice Council, which is the regulatory body for the legal practitioners in the country. Each province has an office of the Legal Practitioners Council. So for the province where you are and where you need to get the legal services, you can approach the office in that specific provincial area.
You mention a Fidelity Fund certificate. Can you explain what that is and why it matters?
A Fidelity Fund certificate can, in simple terms, be referred to as a license for a legal practitioner to practice for own account. When we say for own account, it means it's a certificate that a legal practitioner who owns a legal practice must have. This Fidelity Fund certificate is only valid for a period of a year, and that year ends in December, on the 31st of December of a year, irrespective of when it was issued during the year. For legal practitioners who are employees at legal firms, like the professional assistants or associates or consultants who work with the legal practice, they are not required to hold the certificate. Only the owners are required to have the certificate. So if you are dealing with a professional assistant, make sure the owners do have, but the professional assistant himself or herself will not have.
And what happens if the owner doesn't have and someone is defrauded without one of those certificates? Can that person still claim?
Look, I cannot say the person cannot claim. However, the Act is clear that if a legal practitioner is employed for legal services whilst not holding that certificate, the fund may reject the claim. So it is important for people to verify that the people they are dealing with do have that certificate, those who need to have it. And if they don't need to have it, their principals do have it. This is something that we want the public to be aware of and to be very careful about. That is why we are coming to platforms like the radios, where we are informing the public on their rights when they use the services of the legal practitioners.
If someone does want to lodge a claim, what do they need to prepare?
They need to have proof that they had engaged the legal services of a legal practitioner. And they also need to have proof of the property or money that was entrusted with the legal practitioner, whether by themselves or on their behalf. They need to file an affidavit that is commissioned, where they will indicate who the legal practitioner is, the legal firm that they had engaged, as well as what the services were that were provided by the legal practitioner, and give a brief background of when they became aware or began to suspect that their monies or property was misappropriated at the hands of the legal practitioner.
Simthandile, does the fund actively track dishonest lawyers, or do victims have to come forward themselves?
The victims have to come forward themselves. we are aware that some people are not aware of our existence, hence we are again coming to these platforms. The victims can also go to the Legal Practice Council. Like I've indicated, this is the regulator of all the legal practitioners in the country, who, after their investigations, will also refer the victim to us if they find on their investigation that the monies were stolen. However, they can run the parallel process, because we also want the Legal Practice Council to know whatever claims are coming our way. As the regulator, they still need to know what's happening with their members.
And that was Simthandile Mnyemane from the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund, the LPFF. And if you've been defrauded by a lawyer or you want to know your rights, you can visit the LPFF website or contact their office directly. Justice might take time, but it is possible.